Joined with us today, we have a candidate for Iowa House District 51, Ryan Condon. How you doing today, Ryan?
Hey, doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you stopping by and introducing yourself to the KFJB listeners as you're running against Brett Barker replacing Dave Dio up there in District 51. So two new names. We got to let our listeners know the different choices that they have. So my first question to all the candidates has just kind of been, who are you?
Okay, my name's Ryan Condon. I am a veteran, Boy Scout leader, Cub Scout leader. I currently work for the state as an eligibility benefits specialist, I believe is my new title. But I work with Medicaid and food assistance, cash assistance. I had been an unemployment fraud investigator, but took a demotion in order to run for this office.
So I heard Boy Scout leader. Does that mean you're an Eagle Scout yourself?
No, sir. I was born and raised military, so we moved a lot, so I didn't really get to go through the ranks. All my kids are in Scouts. I have one Eagle Scout that's graduated through his Eagle. I've got another who's working on his Eagle project now, and then I got a brand new Boy Scout that just graduated from Cub Scouts, and I've got a brand new Cub Scout.
Awesome. Very cool. So, I formerly worked for the Boy Scouts, so you're talking my language here a little bit. I enjoy it. Does that mean you and your family enjoy the outdoors then in your free time?
We do. We do a lot of camping, that kind of thing. Actually, just went up to Minnesota for a high adventure with my second oldest son. Spent a week up there. We did some of the rapids. We did some rope courses. Just kind of had a good time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I was a climbing director as well. You are just feeding me all the things that I really enjoy doing here. I might have to call you to hang out with your family on the weekends or something. So running for House District 51 here, what was kind of the catalyst or the reason that you wanted to put your name in the ring?
Basically, I was sitting around last year and kind of a pessimist by nature, I suppose. I was complaining to my wife, and I think she just had enough, and she told me, you know, Ryan, you need to shut up or do something about it. And so I ended up deciding I was going to do something about it. I ended up running for House. But the real catalyst for it was kind of some of the decisions coming out of the State House didn't really seem to have a whole heck of a lot of backing from a lot of Iowans. No one asked for the AEA changes. No one. No one really wanted the school vouchers. The governor had to primary half of her caucus to get that passed. So it just kind of seemed to be a lot of these decisions that weren't really backed by Iowans, but were getting pushed through. We have states surrounding us that have legalized marijuana to great benefit to their local economies and people's happiness, and we don't do it here for some reason that hasn't yet been explained. I compare it a lot to, I spent some time in Alabama as a teenager, and they don't allow the lottery for moral reasons. They believe it's a moral corruption, so they don't allow things like Powerball. It doesn't stop it. People go to Georgia or Florida, and they get the tax income, and they still live in Alabama. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so when I imagine you're going around doing some door knocking and things like that and talking to some of the constituents in your district, are those the things that you're hearing, the school vouchers, the AEA, things like that?
They are. I mean, most families do not enjoy that. You know, I hear a lot about property taxes, too, in particular in the Marshalltown area. I think it was by Albion. They were complaining that their town no longer had local control to determine whether or not they could vote to fund the library. And that was a cornerstone of conservative ideology, or at least it was when I was growing up, was local control. And that, a lot of that's been taken away now. So, it ranges. The spectrum's pretty wide, but I would say absolutely. People do not like the school vouchers. They don't like the cuts to the AEA. Property taxes probably are the top three.
Ryan, you are running in District 51. It kind of is north Marshall County, everything north of Marshalltown, and it bleeds over into a little bit of rural Story County as well. You're really going to become the voice then for all of those rural communities. It sounds like that's something you're ready for.
I hope so. I have one of the things I've prided myself on is I am not ideologically pure. I was raised in a conservative family. For many years, I was Republican. I speak to everyone regardless of their party, and I've gotten a lot of support. Some of my biggest supporters are Trump supporters. People have Trump flags flying in their yard, but they've got a Ryan Condon sign right next to it. I think it takes a certain level of courage to talk to more than just the people that you know are going to agree with you on every issue. It does no good to talk to just those people that agree with you. You want to see a different point of view.
So I know a lot of times people get their start in politics through maybe city council or school board before they make that jump to maybe a state level. Do you have any experience with local politics like that?
I'm on the Planning and Zoning Commission in Nevada, but no, I am not a career politician, and truth be told, I don't want to be. I am not looking for a career in politics. What I want to do is help my district. I want to help my little corner of the world, and I don't think it suits anybody to just have another yes man to go along with the governor or the majority. I feel like a lot of people want to be heard, and they're tired of this flood of money in politics. 86.6 of all of my money are from local sources, mostly small donor. The other 14%, 13%, I am, like I said, from a military family. A lot of that comes from family that's out of state or out of district. I have an aunt and uncle in Des Moines who have donated, and I have an aunt that had lived in Boone but retired to Arizona. And that's what I've heard, is that people want someone genuine. They want somebody that has not been bought.
So you talk about, you know, coming from a military family. I imagine you probably moved around a lot, which means you met a lot of people throughout your time, and working with people is kind of all what politics is all about. So do you think that growing up in that fashion is going to help you down in Des Moines?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I've been in the military myself. I was deploied during Operation Enduring Freedom. I was deployed to Egypt. Actually, my whole family was deployed at about the same time. My father went to Iraq. My brother went to Afghanistan. My brother-in-law went to Afghanistan, and I went to Egypt. Between moving around all over the country, I've lived in conservative states. I've lived in liberal states. I've lived in liberal countries and more conservative countries. And you have to listen to people that do not just agree with you.
So what about beyond meeting people, kind of reaching for that common goal with a group of individuals, what else about that military experience do you think you can pull back to be a successful representative for your district?
I think a lot of that is trying to determine the best course of action. I don't know how much of my military experience would necessarily come into play at a political level, other than talking to people, to be completely honest. I hate to hold soldiers as, you know, oh, there's the ultimate people. We're really not. I think it's really just been part of developing my skills in listening and working with people, you know, and that includes people from across the aisle. One thing I will say is that the military is overwhelmingly conservative, and that's really kind of where my strength is I know a lot of times what those concerns are because I share a lot of them myself. I don't think anything in particular at my job. I was a legal clerk for the JAG officers. I don't think that in particular would give me any particular strength there.
Ryan, if somebody were to come up to you, or as you're maybe out doing some last-minute door knocking and things, and they said, why should I vote for Ryan Condon, what would you say?
I would say it's because I'm a regular guy. I'm a regular middle-class Iowan who struggles to pay his bill. I'm dealing with property tax increases. Here in Nevada, we're about to have a massive water increase that's going to make our water in Iowa the most expensive in the state. My water bill is going to be about $300 a month, just my water. So I share a lot of the same concerns. I want my kids to do well in schools. We don't need to have school vouchers that are rife for corruption. We took away Rob Sands' ability to oversee fraud, waste, and abuse. I just share a lot of the concerns of common Iowans. I really think that we need to get back to being fiscally conservative, but recognize that there are things that Iowans want that we are currently taking away.
Yeah, Rob Sand there that Ryan just mentioned is the state auditor recorder for the state of Iowa. Ryan, I appreciate your time today and stopping by to kind of introduce yourself to the KFJB listeners here, and best of luck come November 5th.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate your time.